An unusual court hearing is scheduled today in Chicago. A prosecutor wants a professor and his students to hand over their grades and emails, notes, and course evaluations so that the prosecutor can review a murder conviction. David Protas is not just any professor. The reporting by his journalism students has helped exonerate and free 11 men convicted of murders they did not commit. NPR's David Fulkenflik reports.
David Protas got his start in the legendary world of Chicago journalism with undercover exposés of corruption. But since the early 1980s, he has also been training students at Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism by having them re-report murder convictions where claims of innocence seem plausible.
They bring a fresh perspective to an old case. They bring an energy and zeal, and they're disarming interviewers. When they knock on someone's door, they don't see someone like me standing there. They see some young, idealistic college kids who want to find the truth. And often that's the first step toward getting it.
Take the Ford Heights Four. Four black youths from the housing projects who were arrested and convicted of abduction, rape, and murder in the killing of a young white couple on Chicago's South Side. Over months, students turned up evidence police had intimidated a key witness, and prosecutors had buried another eyewitness account implicating four other men. Protest's students even got a confession from one of the real killers. Among those freed in 1996 was Kenneth Adams, who had served 18 years in prison. He shared in a $36 million settlement for wrongful imprisonment.
You know, without them stepping in and doing what they did, what chance would we have had? How much evidence would not have been uncovered? How many witnesses would not have been questioned and you know, you get the truth about it? They had done a whole lot of stuff that was very vital to putting the pressure on the state of Illinois to allow for the DNA testing.
A disclosure. My colleague, NPR correspondent Laura Sullivan, was among those student journalists who investigated the Ford Heights Four. In 2003, then-Governor George Ryan pointed to the work of the Northwestern students in commuting the sentence of every prisoner on death row. The current case involves the effort to exonerate Anthony McKinney, who was convicted of another decades-old killing. The region's chief prosecutor, Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez, says she's reviewing that case, but needs to put the methods of the Medill Innocence Project under the microscope, too. Normally, journalists in Illinois enjoy some protection about divulging their reporting methods, but Alvarez had said the students weren't really reporters. She says her office's review indicates the students' research was skewed.
The question of credibility has already arisen because several witnesses have given statements to the students, and when we talk to them, they have recanted those statements.
Alvarez's press aides suggested in several conversations they'd arrange an interview with NPR, but never made her available. So these comments are from an interview in November with Chicago Public Radio. In court papers, Alvarez says the Northwestern team gave a key witness $60 for the cab fare to a bus station, but after a short drive, he then appears to have split the money with the cabbie, gotten out, and spent his share on drugs. Alvarez suggested that payment was intended to get the witness to switch his story, and that students were eager to find proof of innocence in order to get good grades.
If these actions were taken, and if these statements were obtained that way, why would a student do that? Why would they go to this extreme to get a statement?
Paying someone $60 to incriminate themselves? Tilting the truth for grades? Protest says both claims are patently false, and that he'll never give up the grades, the notes, the emails, or anything else.
If we do that, we can't go out and cultivate sources and assure them that what they're telling us won't be given to prosecutors. Because in a lot of cases, people are talking off the record.
I met Protest at one of his favorite restaurants in Oak Park, a suburb west of Chicago.
Legally, what I take from it is that the prosecutors are on a fishing expedition. Practically, I think that they have an interest in paying back for years of embarrassment and paying forward to deter us.
Protest says he thinks back on the vindication of Kenny Adams and the others of the Ford Heights Four.
When Kenny was released, I said, "You're riding with me," and I deliberately took a route that crested on Lakeshore Drive, and he breathed in the lake breezes. And Kenny Adams that day saw the Lake Michigan for the first time in 18 years, and I saw it for the first time in my life.
Protest says his family jokes his phone number is on the wall of every prison cell in Illinois. He says he intends to keep answering the call. David Fulkenflik, NPR News.